present Four Joneses and a Jenkins by Sue Lim. An everyday story of sheep, sin and scholarship under the shadow of the Long Mynd. Episode 4, All Hands to the Pump.
Nice jack of door, nice tether and tall. It when me bent up the week I spread. Ha 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 ha. Me nice jack of car, a windy worthy far. Me worth other hair shall.
Just found a dead ewe up under the hedge in Cayutre. Oh, he must have missed it this morning when he went up to check. Blinking idiot.
Oh, he's a good boy. Don't be harsh. He kicked a lovely drop goal for Llanidloes last Saturday, don't forget. He's got wonderfully accurate toes, Mr. Jenkins said so.
Now, what does Jenkins know about anything?
Well, he's been very good to Megan. He's let her make herself a nice little study in his Nissen hut so she can read her books in peace.
Reading books in peace. Modern literature, obscenity, I call it. My mother would never let a book in across the threshold.
Oh, what about the Bible?
She had her doubts about the Song of Songs.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, quite unnecessary. I don't know what God was thinking of.
Well, it wasn't him, of course. It was the prophets, isn't it? Yes. Never trust the middleman. How is my mother, by the way?
Oh, I took her up some restorative jelly and arrowroot souffle just now. She wolfed it down and asked for some talcum powder.
Tell her I'll get some this afternoon.
Yes.
And I'll bring back the Montgomeryshire Times, too. She always likes to get her teeth into the obituaries.
Oh, you're going down to Newtown, then?
Yes, got to get a new part for the Flat Harrow. Owen Brookett.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean to bless him. He's just a little bit of a butterfinger. And my auntie Dillis was just the same. Mm. She dropped a Kilner jar full of damsons on her bunion once, and well, the floor was sticky for weeks.
I've half a mind to stop over Jenkins's on the way and winkle Megan out of that blastedness.
Oh, don't. No. Let her be. Oh.
She should be here, helping you and giving me a hand with the lambs. I had afterbirths coming out of my ears this morning, left, right and centre.
But she set her heart on Oxford. Don't you want her to be an educated woman? There was a piece in the paper last week about Lady Gwendolyn Price-Jones.
What was that about?
Well, apparently, she presented a silver chafing dish to her steward upon his retirement.
Jones the Hall, yes. He served her for 40 years, you know. Some people have all the luck.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, nice cushy job. Piece of cake, wasn't it? Lady Gwendolyn spoke to me on the top row a couple of months ago, as a matter of fact.
Did she now?
Mr. Jones, she said, I like the look of your hedge. I can see you're a man who knows what to do with his billhook. She was on a horse at the time, of course.
Well, there you are, then, respected by the gentry. Well, who's posh?
What's the use of being respected by the gentry if your son's a blithering idiot and your daughter's roaming around the country reading modern poetry in other people's Nissen huts?
Oh, don't go on about that again.
I'm not saying any more. Action now. I'll stop if Jenkins is on the way and send Megan home.
No, don't be hasty now.
The blinking bloke's not even a proper primitive Methodist. My mother was primitive, all right. She could sit through a 2-hour sermon and never so much as scratch her neck.
I know.
My mother never liked Jenkins. Impudent lips, she said. Well, you can expect Megan home in half an hour with her tail between her legs.
Oh, dear. Come out now, Owen.
Oh, it smells of our old teacher, Miss Jones the cane, in that cupboard.
Vim and mothballs. Poor Miss Jones. You should never have put that lard on her bike seat. It was naughty, Owen.
Well, it was only for a bit of fun. Oh, I'm dying for a pee. I thought that would never go.
Well, off you go down the garden then, and pee in the proper place, nicely.
If I pee in the proper place nicely, will you give me a treat?
You don't deserve a treat. Breaking that harrow, making your dad so cross.
Oh, I broke himself, ma'am. I get blamed for everything. Mr. Jenkins said I was a brilliant flanker, but Dad never even came to see the game.
Well, never mind. Off off you go down the garden, and when you come back, I'll sing you the song about the weasel.
Oh, lovely. And, Mam, can I have a bit of breakfast?
Oh, you had your breakfast an hour ago, Owen. Bacon, eggs, sausage and fried bread with HP sauce in French on the label.
Just fried bread, then?
Oh, don't tell me you're hungry again.
Oh, I'm starving. Oh, go on, Mam. Just do me another little breakfast, please.
We'll see. Off you go down the garden now, Owen, and let's go of your trousers. It is nice.
Oh, yes, it is.
Tut-tut-tut-tut-tut.
April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs and... Come in.
Everything all right, Megan? Are you warm enough?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jenkins.
Are you sure you don't want my old bear skin across your knees?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Oh, cosy in this old Nissan hut, isn't it? But you could have the bear skin if you like. It was my wife's uncle in Winnipeg who gave us it.
Is that who Mr. Jenkins is staying with in Canada?
Well, her auntie Doris. Nice name, Doris, isn't it? Makes you think of blonde hair and earrings.
I think I prefer Jane, as in Jane Eyre and Jane Austen.
Is it Jane Austen you're studying today?
No, I'm trying to write an essay on T.S. Eliot, actually.
Oh, well, I don't want to disturb you, Megan. Only there's just one thing.
Yes?
This letter's just arrived for Mr. Bootle from Buckinghamshire.
Oh.
Look, Bucks, it says on the envelope.
Oh, it might be about that job he applied for in Stony Stratford.
Yes, I know he's been on tenterhooks waiting to hear. He's desperate to get it, poor chap.
I know.
I don't suppose you'd like it if he went off to Bucks, would you, my dear?
Well, he is coaching me for my Oxford entrance exam.
Good teacher, is he?
He's read loads of books, and he's very hot on my syntax.
Is he now? I was wondering, perhaps you should run across to the school and give him the letter. Put him out of his misery, so to speak.
What, do you think I should?
Why not? I'm sure he'll perk up with the sight of your pretty little face.
Oh, all right then.
Hello,
Brian.
Oh, shush. Caught us rehearsing again. Shakespeare's birthday pageant next week.
Oh.
Well, what is it? Are you having trouble with your little gidding?
No, it's just this letter came for you from Buckinghamshire. It's Stony Stratford.
Leg.
Is it good news?
No. They've rejected me.
Oh.
I knew it was a mistake to use that Brill cream.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I'm just doomed to failure. I cut a poor figure in terms of physical appearance.
Oh.
I mean, look at my forehead. It's all over the place.
Don't be silly, Brian. You're a very learned man. And you're only 22.
No, I knew all along I was second rate. I used to sit by the fire at home, you know, watching my mother crochet puce doilies. Hardly the nursery of geniuses, Bake Hope.
But this is just a minor setback. Remember what T.S. Eliot said?
What?
April is the cruelest month.
Oh, very consoling.
No, I mean, if April is the cruelest month, then things can only get better.
No, Megan. I'm afraid you're wrong there.
Oh, listen, Brian. I know. Come over to our house tonight and I'll let you talk to me about geography.
I don't think so. Thank you. I think I'll have a quiet evening at home. I'll get my maps out and try and establish the location of the nearest reservoir. Excuse me. Now, go in quietly, please. Then, get out your plasticine and see if you can capture the essence of the long mind. An exercise in futility if ever I saw one.
Ooh.
Come away, death. And in sad Cyprus let me be laid.
Mr. Jenkins, he hasn't got the job, and he's taking it very badly. He seemed almost suicidal.
Oh, heck. Oh, I'd better hide these knives, then.
Oh, I don't think it'd be knives with Brian.
What, then?
Drowning.
Oh, thank God I haven't got a bathroom. Oh, I'd better empty the water bottle.
Oh.
Mr. Bootle. Megan was just telling me your news about the job. Never mind, eh? Better luck next time.
There won't be a next time.
Oh, come on. You'd have been wasted on Stony Stratford.
No, no. Stony Stratford would be wasted on me. Excuse me, I'm going to lie down.
What about the children? You can't just leave them like that.
They have no respect for me. I have found Foxy's excrement in my stationery drawer before now.
Ah, but droppings needn't be altogether a bad thing. Take owl pellets, for instance. Very interesting if you take them to bits, isn't it?
No. I can't get worked up about birds at the moment.
Oh, he is in a bad way.
How on earth are we going to cheer him up?
Oh, who the heck's that now? Come in!
Right, I've had enough!
Dad!
Go out and wait for me in the car, Megan. I've had enough of this blinking blasted business.
What are you talking about?
Your mother needs you at home, and I need help with alarming.
I'm studying!
She didn't mean any harm, Mr. Jones.
You keep out of it.
Dad, don't be so rude!
Haven't you ever wondered why his wife's in Winnipeg?
She's gone to see her auntie.
And we'll draw a veil over that, and the shady business deals.
Shady?
Yeah. Dad!
At least my lambs are thriving, Mr. Jones.
What?
My mortality rate is lower than yours, if I may say so. 3.5%. Beat that.
I'm not here to bandy words with a blinking blasted Baptist.
I'm not a Baptist. Only on my mother's side.
I always knew you weren't properly primitive. Come on, Megan. We're going home.
But I haven't got my... Ow!
Dear, oh dear. I haven't had so many temper tantrums in this kitchen since Mrs. Jenkins went to Winnipeg. I suppose I'd better get over to the school. I'll see if I can't deposit a few owl pellets on the nature table.
Oh, go on, Mum. Just one more sausage.
Oh, get away with you. I've got 101 things to do on top of your father's dinner.
What's for dinner, then?
Fried spam and potato scallops with spotted bacon custard to follow.
Oh, lovely. Can I have a rusk, then?
No. Rusks are for babies. Oh, heck. Here he is now.
I brought Megan back where she belongs. Give her a job, Sarah. I want this girl's nose applied to the grindstone right away.
Oh, dear. Well, Megan, perhaps you'd like to clean the windows.
Never mind, perhaps you'd like. Blinking well do it, girl, or else...
Oh, give me the window lean, then.
Give me the window lean, please, ma'am, if you please, young lady.
Give me the window lean, please, ma'am, if you please, young lady.
Right. That's it. That's the end of it. How dare you cheek me like that with my mother upstairs, poorly? Oh. You think you're a cat above the lot of us, but you're not fit to lick her boots.
This has nothing to do with that.
Shut up! You can say goodbye to this university nonsense and do some proper blinking work for once.
Here's the window, Lynn Megan, love. You can start in the parlour. It's quiet in there.
I'm off to see my ewes now. Owen!
Yes, sir?
I want them bedded down and watered and fed by 5:30. And check their udders. We've got to get this mortality rate down. And Megan! I never want to hear the word Oxford uttered again in this house as long as I live!
There, love. I'm sure he didn't mean it.
Yes, he did.
No. He'll come around. He always does.
He won't. Shh. That's the end of it. I'll never go to university now.
Yeah, Megan, have an acid drop. I've been saving it for an emergency.
Oh, there. That's nice of Owen, isn't it? Oh.
It's got a bit of fluff on it, mine, because it's been in my pocket since Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Owen. You have it. But there is something you can do for me.
What?
Could you go to Mr. Jenkins and collect my books? They're in the Nissen hut. I didn't have time to get them. Dad just frog-marched me off.
Righto. No. I'll go on my motorbike.
And don't forget, Dad wants those ewes bedded down.
Oh, I can easily do that after. This won't take a minute.
There, Megan. Shh, don't take on.
Now, Now listen to me, Brian.
No, I've got to get to Baker.
I know you're homesick, but it's not long till Easter.
Well, I can't wait till then.
Oh, you've got a job to do first. I sent the children home early for today, but they'll be back at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and somebody's got to teach them.
No, it's no use. My shins have gone icy, and I've lost all feeling in my patellas.
Look, not getting the job, it's just a little setback. You can apply for another job straight away.
Oh, no. No, I've slipped into a miasma of despair. Oh, I've been like this before, when they threw me out of the Scouts for defeatism.
You wouldn't like Megan to see you like this, would you?
Oh, Megan's only interested in my bibliographies. I'm going home to my mother.
You can't. You've got a contract with Montgomeryshire Education Authority and with the Board of Governors of the school. Oh, the heck is that?
Owen!
Hello. Oh, no. I've come to collect Megan's books.
Oh, dear me, yes. Is your father still adamant?
Aye. What's adamant?
Is he in a bad mood?
Yes. He says Megan mustn't mention Oxford ever again.
Dear, oh dear. That is tragic. But I've got problems here too, Owen. Mr. Bootle seems to be having what they call a nervous breakdown.
Oh. What's that then? Is it to do with the ignition?
Let's say he's not very happy. Could you just sit with him for a minute? I've got to nip down to the telephone kiosk to ring the chairman of governors.
All right.
Now, don't let him out of your sight. Right, right.
Hello, Brian. How goes it? Would you like a suck of my sherbet fountain?
Oh, well done, Megan. You can see your face in those windows now.
Oh, God, Dad's coming.
Megan! When you finish those windows, you can clear out the pigsty.
The pigsty?
Oh, that's never a job for a young lady. Oh.
Don't mollycoddle. Come on, Megan. I want you shoveling in 5 minutes.
Change into some old clothes first, love. Now, don't spoil your lovely dirndl skirt as seen in Interlaken.
Oh, are we allowed to say Interlaken in this house, or is it just Oxford that's unmentionable?
Oh, shh, love. There.
Let's see. Two...
Hello, this is Talibond Hall.
Hello, this is Di Jenkins Brincoch. Please, could I speak to Lady Gwendolyn Price-Jones? Ah.
Come on, Brian. A trip to the pictures is what you need. Hey, Tarzan's on next week.
No, it's no use, Owen. I feel so homesick. I'm longing for my mother's roly-poly pudding.
Oh, a bit homesick, are you? Mm. Oh, I don't blame you. I'm a bit homesick myself.
But you live here.
No, Brian. This is Mr. Jenkins' house. I live down the road at Aberpant. Haven't you got the hang of that yet? Oh, yeah, crikey.
Yes, of course I know where you live, but you're only a mile or so from home, and you say you're still homesick.
Well, I am a bit, yes. Still, never mind. I'll be back there in half an hour.
Well, you're a lucky chap. It'd take me hours. And I'd have to change at Shrewsbury and Birmingham. I got lost and ended up at Macclesfield last time with a smut in my eye and a poisonous pork pie for my pains.
Oh, never mind, Brian. Look out of the window. It's a lovely day.
Yes. But what do I see? Silurian rock.
Eh?
I miss the fine crags of carnivorous limestone. I miss my native rock.
Well, if it's rock you're after, I got a stick of rock at home. Left over from my trip to Pwllheli. Oh. I've only sucked one end. How does that strike you?
Oh. No, thank you, Owen. Could you give me a lift to the station on the back of your motorbike?
Megan!
Huh?
When you finish clearing out that pigsty, I want you to give me a hand bedding down my ewes. God knows where that brother of yours has got to.
Dad, there's Lady Gwendolen behind you.
What?
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Oh, at ease. What?
Oh, Lady Gwendolen. Oh, good afternoon.
And is this Megan?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness, girl. You've shot up. Haven't seen you since the whist drive in aid of St. Dunstan. I wouldn't have recognized you.
I hope your ladyship is well.
Yes, thank you. Tip top. And your wife and mother?
Oh, yes. Thank you indeed, Lady Gwendolen. Very well, indeed, apart from the odd boil.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, Mr. Jones, I confess I am a little surprised to find Megan up to her arse in pig shit. What?
Shoveling? Yes, well...
I thought she was destined for Cambridge.
Oxford.
Ah, indeed. I had heard she was studying like Billy-O and getting on like a house on fire. Is that right, Megan?
I'm doing my best, thank you, ma'am.
And when I heard, I thought to myself, isn't that typical of Mr. Jones? He understands the importance of education for women. Not for Megan, the heavy toil of a farmer's wife. Oh, no.
No, no.
She is destined for higher things, eh, Mr. Jones?
Oh, yes.
She'll show those eggheads what's, eh?
Oh, yes, indeed, Lady Gwendolen. Possibly.
So, why is she shoveling this muck, then?
The thing is, ma'am, I've been reading The Labours of Hercules, and I asked my father to set me 7 terrible tasks so I could get a proper psychological insight into Hercules' dilemma.
Good Lord! Oh, she is brilliant. Oh, congratulations, Mr. Jones, on having produced a grade A blue stocking. Oh,
thank you, Your Ladyship.
Now, Timothy, we have a crisis.
Do we?
At the school. I gather a schoolmaster has been given compassionate leave in a terrible state.
Oh, yes.
If it were my horse, I'd have to shoot him. But there you are, poor chap.
Poor chap.
As a chairman of the governors, it falls to me to engage a substitute teacher.
Yes, what's he called? Supply?
Unfortunately, the supply teachers are fully booked, owing to an epidemic in Oswestry Street.
Oh dear, I hadn't heard.
Now, 27 mixed infants and juniors are going to turn up tomorrow morning in urgent need of a teacher.
So where are we going to find one?
Megan, Mr. Jones.
Oh.
Your brilliant daughter.
Megan?
Can you turn up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Megan?
Well, I'd give it a try, of course.
Oh, splendid, splendid. You must be very proud of her, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yes, indeed. Lady Gwendolen, very proud indeed.
Can I have that sandwich, ma'am?
No. These are for Megan.
Oh.
Hands off of her.
Where's Megan? It's 8:30.
Oh, she's just had to go down the garden again. Nurse.
She's going
to
be late.
Oh, don't get into a tiz.
The teacher can't be late.
She'll have to give herself the cane.
Oh, here she comes now. Are you all right, Megan?
I think so. But what if I want to go to the lab in the middle of a lesson?
You will have to ask yourself if you could be excused.
Now, Megan, listen to me for a minute. Pay attention.
Don't talk to the teacher like that, or she'll tan your hide.
Owen, stop being so silly.
Ignore him. Just listen to me. When you go into that classroom, remember you're God's representative on Earth.
Oh, but I want to encourage them to express themselves.
Never mind all that. Power. Authority. Fear. That's what you've got to instill from the word go.
Please, miss, may I leave the room?
Glare at them. Wait for silence. The first one who moves a muscle, come down on them like a ton of bricks.
But this is totally at odds with Rousseau's view of education.
Who?
Make sure you give somebody the cane before playtime, and you won't have any trouble after that.
Oh, except perhaps from Geraint.
Oh, no, I'd forgotten Geraint.
Do you know what he did last week? He climbed up onto the roof and did a poo down the chimney.
Oh, I'm shaking like a leaf. Why ever did I agree to do it?
Now, calm down, Megan. You'll be fine. You look nice and severe in your horn-rimmed glasses. If you get into a tight corner, There's always a spelling test.
Come on, then. I'll drive you there. Can't have the teacher arriving on foot, can we, eh?
Good luck, and don't squash your sandwiches.
All right.
Megan! Just one thing.
What?
You know that advice I gave you a couple of months ago?
What advice?
Always try and appear more stupid than you are.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't think it would be a good idea to do that today.
Oh, really, Owen? I was just thinking this was the very moment to give it a try.
Oh, it's a good job I mentioned it then. Well, you might have made a complete idiot of yourself.
Don't worry, I probably will anyway.
Get off the running board, Owen!
Goodbye, miss! And good luck!
Goodbye! Goodbye!
T.S. Eliot to them, and they just made rude noises. Oh. Now they're slamming their desk lids to the tune of Colonel Bogey.
There, Megan. I'll come at once. I know who the ringleaders are.
It's that Geraint!
I know. I'll take his trousers down and give him a thrashing in front of the lot of them. And it won't be the first time.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry. They just won't take any notice of me.
We'll soon lick them into shape between us, Megan. I've got plenty of horrible threats up my sleeve.
What?
You'll see. They won't give you any more trouble. I'll sit at the back, and if any of them so much as twitches, I'll be down on them like Beelzebub breathing fire and brimstone.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins. Thank you.
Think nothing of it. It's part of my job as caretaker and secretary to the governors to look after the teacher, isn't it?
I suppose so.
And at dinner time, you can come over to my house and I'll see if I can find a bit of pickled tongue for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins. That sounds lovely. It seems as if you saved my bacon. Yet again?
Oh, it's an honour, Megan, believe me. Give me the chance and I'll save you a bacon till I'm blue in the face.
Jones, 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 Jones and Jenkins was written by Sue Lynn.
Ysgrifennwyd Jones, 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 Jones a Jenkins gan Sue Lynn.
The cast was Geoffrey Whitehead as Mr. Jones.
Yr actorion oedd Geoffrey Whitehead fel Mr. Jones.
Elizabeth Miles as Ma Jones and Lady Gwendolyn.
Elizabeth Miles fel Ma Jones a Lady Gwendolyn.
Rebecca Front as Megan Jones.
Rebecca Front fel Megan Jones.
Matthew Morgan as Owen Jones.
Matthew Morgan fel Owen Jones.
Nicholas Grace as Mr. Jenkins.
Nicholas Grace fel Mr. Jenkins.
Michael Fenton Stevens as Bootle.
Michael Fenton Stevens fel Bootle.
It was recorded on location at Houghton Court, Boddenham.
Fe recordwyd ar leoliad yn Houghton Court, Boddenham.
The production team was Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good and Jonathan James Moore.
Y tîm cynhyrchu oedd Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good a Jonathan James Moore.